under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me.
Our final segment here with Arizona Farm Bureau, Julie Murphy, spokeswoman, and Apple Annie's. We've got Mandy Kirkendall talking apples. The original apple is said to originate between Caspian and Black Sea. Is that the Garden of Eden? Proximity comes to mind when that statistic comes up.
There's a connection there that has to be.
Well, let's talk about the health benefits of apples. They've got endless benefits.
Yes, all sorts of healthy things.
They are fat, sodium, and cholesterol-free. Each apple has 5 grams of fiber and is a great source of fiber pectin. Now, what the difference between fiber and fiber pectin is, I have no idea. I'm just reading the talking points.
And most of your nutrients are going to be found in the skin, so don't peel them.
Eat the skin. And, you know, so what? How does that... What do y'all do with all the skin you peel when you're baking, Mandy?
Or do you leave the skin on?
No, we're putting them in a pie. I think we're losing a lot of health benefits anyway, so we do peel them. And we have I don't even know how many pounds, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds per week, if not thousands, once we get into the fall, that we're peeling. So that produces a lot of... apple cores and peels, but we have these animals all around here. We have deer, javelina, coyotes. So we have a deer fence around the orchard, but we go dump them on the other side for them.
So you're taking care of the wildlife. I love that. Well, any final insights or commentaries for families as they're gearing up for the fall? You know, one of our big holidays coming around the corner will be Halloween, and by then I'm sure you'll have your corn maze ready, or is what?
Yeah, the corn maze opens September 18th. It will be open every day through October 31st. If you do come early, you know, in September or early October to get your Halloween pumpkin, it's okay. Just leave it on in the shade on your front porch if there's shade, or inside, and don't cut it yet, and it will last till Halloween easily.
Oh, awesome. And one of the other things I noticed when I was there is that you have quite a variety of pumpkins. It's not just the orange pumpkin. I seem to have recalled that there were some white pumpkins, some other varieties.
We do so many pumpkins. Pumpkins are they're my favorite. We have green, we have gray pumpkins, the warty pumpkins, the fairy tales that are like the squatty ones, the Cinderella pumpkins, the giants that are going to be up to 100 pounds. And then we have the little minis and little ones. Kids like to carry their own pumpkin. You think they're going to go get the biggest one out there, but they want the one they can carry. So we have, you know, those 5-pound ones that the kiddos love to get.
I love it. And for our listeners, we always put out for our members, our membership is only $59 a year. We always put out for the Choices Fall publication the list of all the farms that you can visit, and obviously Apple Annie's has been there year after year, and we try to include times and remind people where to go to get to Apple Annie's and all sorts of fun stuff. Any final thoughts on making it to Apple Annie's this fall?
Just when you come out, I recommend coming earlier in the day if possible, just because, you know, you do have a little drive. You don't want to get here, you know, and be short on time by getting here mid-afternoon. So come out earlier if you can, and be prepared. It is cooler here. Sometimes we do have fall days that are pretty chilly. You might need a jacket, but then we also have fall days that are warm, so you might need sunscreen.
So kind of a light jacket, and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, you had mentioned numbers.
Yes.
Growing up, Mandy, and being able to calculate 25 cents per pound. And I love numbers, and Julie put a lot of fun numbers together here. A peck of apples weighs 10.5 pounds. I've never heard of a peck. What is a peck?
It was new to me when I discovered that statistic.
How many pounds did it say it was?
10.5.
So it's small.
So it's a quarter of a bushel.
Quarter of a bushel.
See, she did do well in her math classes.
I did the math real quick.
And a bushel, weighing about 42 pounds, will yield 20 to 24 quarts of applesauce. Takes 36 apples to create a gallon of apple cider, and refrigerated apples will last 6 to 10 times longer than at room temperature. We've been joined with Mary Kirkendall of Apple Annie's. Thank you so much for spending time opening up your Saturday morning to our listening audience, inviting everyone down to come enjoy a day of agritainment in Wilcox, great part of the state of Arizona. Three great locations now that you can choose from. If you're not quite into going out and walking the corn maze, you've still got the retail store where you can get lunch and get all the great farm products there. Julie Murphy, thank you for, again, arranging a wonderful guest for us this Saturday morning. If somebody wanted to support local agriculture, you can become a Farm Bureau member. You just mentioned it a moment ago, $60 a year, $5 a month. The benefits are endless. The amount of buying discounts you get, I know Sanderson Ford offers a $500 off your purchase if you're a Farm Bureau member. John Deere, Stoats, you've got tons of places you can go save money as just being a Farm Bureau member, and you're supporting the Arizona agriculture.
Yes, and some of our local farmers that you can visit actually offer a discount too if you can prove your Farm Bureau membership, which we provide a card. You also can download it as an app. But we have all sorts of fun at the Farm Bureau family.
AZFB.org, or better yet, fillyourplate.org, and find local farm fresh commodities in your neighborhood.